This suggested how genes could be copied for transmission to future generations. DNA, the message. Genes are commonly regarded as DNA sequences that contain the information necessary to specify the sequences of the proteins needed by a living cell. Philosopher of science Stephen C. Meyer points out that DNA has three important properties that enable it to carry this information. First, the subunits of DNA are like a four-letter alphabet. According to Meyer, they carry information just like meaningful English sentences or functional lines of code in computer software. As Microsoft chairman Bill Gates once wrote, "DNA is like a computer program, but far, far more advanced than any software ever created." Second, a typical gene is several hundred bases long, so its precise sequence is highly improbable. If this is true for a single gene, it is even truer for an entire organism. Estimates of the smallest number of genes needed to make a living cell start at 250. If a minimal cell needs 250 genes, each several hundred bases long, then its gene sequences are so complex that the universe isn't old enough for them to have plausibly originated by chance. Therefore, the information in DNA is extremely complex. Third, the information in the DNA is specified. A living cell needs not just any DNA, but DNA that encodes functional proteins. To be functional, a protein must have a very specific sequence. Francis Crick wrote in 1958, "For any particular protein, the amino acids must be joined up in the right order." So proteins, and thus the DNA that encodes them, are both complex and specified. By information, Crick wrote, I mean the specification of the amino acid sequence of the protein, and since in even a small bacterial cell there are probably 1,000 different kinds of protein, each containing some hundreds of amino acids in its own rigidly determined sequence, the amount of hereditary information in that cell is quite considerable. So it is not the atoms and molecules in DNA that matter, but the fact that they are arranged in such a way that they can carry information. The secret of life is information. But where does it come from? The origin of biological information. As a young geophysicist in the 1980s, Meyer became intrigued with a radical new idea that appeared in the epilogue to The Mystery of Life's Origin, a book by Charles B. Thaxton, Walter L. Bradley, and Roger L. Olson. To explain the informational content of DNA, the authors adapted the principle of uniformity, espoused by Darwin's contemporary, geologist Charles Lyell. They wrote, "By the principle of uniformity is meant that the kinds of causes we observe producing certain effects today can be counted on to have produced similar effects in the past. We observe in the present that intelligent agents can and do generate new information.